I'm Kathy. Tonight's topic is self-empowerment through source energy. I'd like to greet the CTR members in the chat room where the moderator is posting information relevant to this topic. The topic is important because in our attempts to live life on this planet, we encounter challenges and obstacles to progress and achievement despite our best efforts, forcing us to change course or fall into despair. It often feels as if something or someone else is in control and taking the upper hand, while we are left to wonder how to fix ourselves or reinvent ourselves with less enthusiasm each time. Master teacher healer Ron Amatron discusses the external forces that creep into our existence, taking us off course and farther away from our spirit within. Hello, Ron. Before we get started, we'd like to have you activate the light being and also lead us in the 2000 year of barcode removal, darkness removal of the barcode. Over to you, Ron.
Okie dokie. So here we go, everybody. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen, and we'll activate it for you. Just kind of watch the picture of the light being. You may actually see it become more three-dimensional. Here we go, and I'll bring in the male energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There, now you should be able to see and feel the difference in your room. And you're more than likely out of time right now. And you're actually in source energy, which you might resonate or know about it as zero time. But remember, there is zero time on the timelines of the aliens. And source energy, since it doesn't relate to time, is kind of similar. But there is a difference between being in zero time in the now, we'll say, with the mind matrix energy, versus source energy, which is completely out of time because it doesn't know what time actually is. So that's the way source energy works. So remember, the source energy of light does not know darkness. The darkness always tries to copy that. So what we're going to do is go back on the barcode that was given to everybody probably at the time of Jesus after his death throughout the 2,000 years before ascension, we'll say, to get you sidetracked in the ascension process, going sideways with mind energy. We'll take away some of the energies. So what I'm going to do is work with people who was born probably, we'll just say, we might have an older group here. So we'll start off in the 30s, people born in the 30s here. And so I'll go from 1930 to 1940. Just do a very quick barcode release here. You may have hundreds of barcodes, but I'll do a few of them here, the ones that are most major for you. So if you're born between 1930 and 1940, releasing that energy. 1940 to 1950, releasing that. 1950 to 1960, a lot of people are listening in that group there. 1960 to 1970, there we go. 1970 to 1980, releasing that energy. 1980 to 1990, and 1990 to 2000. And we'll just do 2000 to current right now. There we go, that's released. So you may have felt a shift in energy. This is the barcodes that are put on you to actually mind control you to get more into mind energy, which is what people talk about all the time now in the New Age movement, about your thoughts controlling your reality, doing all types of weird mental things. That's the way I see it anyway. Trying to improve yourself through thought, which you really can't do because it's all a mind program. You just exchange one mind-controlling program for another. And normally what it'll do is give you some type of maybe a warm, fuzzy feeling because you're dealing with emotions, and then from there you're back to where you started at, or even worse. That's just the way the mind energy works for everybody. you may have some temporary relief, but it's never permanent because the dark side doesn't want you to get out of the trap that they're controlling you with. But they may give you some type of energies to maybe think that you're going somewhere. You know, you found the perfect book, and it worked for 6 months, and you wonder, gee, why doesn't this book work anymore? Or you go to your master healer, teacher, or whatever that would be, your guru, and you say, gee, you know, you taught me how to do this here, and it doesn't work. And they look at you and say, well, yeah, I know it doesn't work all the time, but this is all that I'm taught because I've read all the books that I can read, and I haven't got any new information. Or I'm channeling, Uncle Fred here, and he's coming through as an angel, and we never heard of Uncle Fred as an angel, but he says he is, and he's telling me all this great, wonderful stuff, and it's still my energy talking to you, controlling him, setting you up into more darkness. So I'll do another clearing here in case you happen to relate to what I'm talking about here, and we'll just pick one of those situations that you may have encountered and releasing that for you. So here we go. One, just think of that situation where maybe you finally thought you had it all and you understood the whole process, why you're trapped here, why you have a difficult life, why things aren't working, and you finally got the right book. And it may have worked for a week or two, and now it's not working, and the author doesn't know what happened because he's in the same boat you are, but it worked for him for 2 weeks also, and he made lots of money on his book. And the next edition is not coming out because he's stuck. He can't figure out what to do next. And the mind energy doesn't want to tell him. So here we go, releasing that. So whatever you want to release, think of it now. One, two, three, four, five, and that's gone. Okay, Kathy, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Oh, thank you for those releases, Ron. I could really feel that release coming through my face. So if anyone else felt a little flush in their face, that's just the spirit energy returning to us from a healing that we probably needed. So that was a 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal. A free clearing found on creationlightship.com over on the left side under sample clearing. So it's true, Ron. I have been hearing that meditation, tapping, and other unblocking techniques will get us back into perfect alignment with ourselves. Could you explain, though, how the source energy can empower us instead of these methods?
Well, whatever you are doing that is developed by man here on this planet, connected to the darkness, getting information, you're dealing with the collective consciousness that the aliens are giving you to believe and understand. And they do have techniques to help you. But sometimes it's even worse when you get done with the technique. You may exchange one particular situation or trauma for another one, but you don't know what's happening. I'm not saying that all these practices are basically no good. Some may help you out somewhat, but it's not going to be the end-all, be-all, and you could be doing that forever. That's why we have the energies on website like to do your whole life of emotional clearing, because what you're living with here is emotional energies. Dark side gave you emotions to take away your own consciousness, to program you with negativity through thought energies, and they live off that particular residue, whatever that would be, whether it's a good thought or negative thought. And your emotions go either way, and they live off that energy. It doesn't matter to them if you're happy or sad, it's the same thing. So the whole process is that, you know, if you want to clean yourself out, you must release these energies that have resurfaced in this lifetime to do the ascension. You probably could be tapping on yourself forever trying to find out where your blockages are, what's happening, but the main thing is if you don't clear your whole lifetime, you have no chance of ascending. So that's the basic process, and you can also go deeper than that, but that's what you need first off to start to live your life to feel better. You should be typically unemotional when you have the clearings done, because then you're in non-judgment. Remember, source energy is non-judgment. So if you are judging a lot of things, that means that you are connected to darkness, and the darkness now is using you to help out the alien agenda. And in that process of helping the aliens out, they're taking away your life force energy. So we have many clearings online to help you out, but the emotional one is the main one. And also, if you meditate, what are you doing? Are you trying to connect more to your spirit? Well, if you're using a meditation and you're using words at all to do that, then that means that automatically you're probably using a mind program. And just meditating is not necessarily going to help you connect to your spirit, because your spirit is a non-judgment. And it may not go to the places that you think you're going to. You know, you may be on a guided meditation where they're talking about you're going into your sacred space, going into here, going into there, going down steps, you know, grounding yourself and all these things, going out beyond to look for your spirit. It's always with you. That's what we do, the mind to heart drop. In 10 seconds, you're with your connection with your spirit. So there's no reason to do any meditation. All that's going to do is give you some type of, in fact, it's kind of like a drug in a sense, because you're getting your energies, wasting your time, not living life, you're meditating. I've seen people say they meditate for 5 hours a day, and their eyes are all glossed over, and they think they're very spiritual. And they're just, owning more and more entities, because as they go out of their body meditating, who is haunted to, you know, guard the fort here, you know? You're not protecting your sacred temple, because you're not in your body. So if you do go out of your body and you're meditating, well, right away you're doing the wrong practice. So that's the main thing. You never want to leave your body, you know, at all. Unfortunately, the dark side pulls your spirit out of time. But aside from that, when you do it manually, then you're giving your spirit permission to leave here. And then it gets captured by the darkness, by the aliens, and then what's happening to your spirit, and then who's helping your body. So basically, when you meditate, if you're trying to go somewhere for relaxation, to get out of the emotions of life here, then you're just might as well just be on drugs, because the drugs are going to do the same thing for you. That's what you're actually doing. And, you know, just do the mind a heart drop, and then you can be fully conscious and live your life. Without wasting your time meditating. And that's one of the New Age movements that probably have come forward with meditations. You know, it's been, you know, done, you know, for, you know, probably thousands of years by the Indians, you know, but Eastern Indians. But basically, you know, 10 seconds, you're in your heart center. That's all that's needed. And then you can be with your spirit. Whether or not your spirit can communicate with you is another situation, because it's a non-judgment. But aside from that, there's no such thing as your spiritual path here. Your spiritual path would be what your mantle chart has from the darkness. So you're being controlled in the darkness to live a life you're thinking that you have to work on yourself spiritually. And all you're doing is going through DNA. So all that is another misnomer. And unfortunately, you know, that's probably why most people have not ascended off this planet. And how long have you been here? It means you've got the wrong teachings. So, the whole thing is to get rid of the energies. A lot of people that I have seen, I've even seen this at the expo, somebody will say something, and then they'll realize that they said the wrong word or the wrong thing, and they have the belief system that when they talk about something, they're going to draw it to themselves. And that's kind of sort of correct, not always, but I will just say that. People listening who kind of believe that will just say that's correct. And then the person says, oh, no, I made a mistake. So I want to use the word erase, erase, or cancel, thinking that they're going to get out of the mind energy. And unfortunately, the mind energy, you know, that's just another program, and they may not even recognize what you're saying is erase, or cancel, because it's already a program that you're running, as you stated what those words were. So it's not going to take away anything. So you're still connected to the cording of whatever you talked about. So I'll just turn it back over to you again, Kathy.
Okay, yes, about meditating, I have to say I've tried it, and I couldn't really do it very well. I've tried it many times in the past. And I just found I had too much mind chatter, or I couldn't get into the poses, or I would fall asleep. So I do like the idea, though, of the mind-to-heart drop as a simple way. It resonates with my spirit, and I do feel the peace. And we will probably end the show with a mind to heart drop, if not sooner, and bring everybody to a peaceful state, which we should be practicing several times a day. So you mentioned about the spiritual lessons. I've been told, though, that we're here to learn spiritual lessons to make us stronger.
Oh, boy. That's another thing. You're not really being stronger. You're just understanding or trying to understand a mind control program. You're not going to fully understand it because you don't know what the aliens are doing. The aliens are doing all different types of things, and you're dealing with a program, and you're just wondering how and why you got stuck with this particular situation, or your life isn't going very well. And then you have somebody who does, you know, astrology, you're reading on you, and they go, oh, well, this is your year for this year. And you go, oh, man, no wonder. Well, that's because you're dealing with the planets controlling you, mind control programs. And are the planets really a planet or are they aliens? So, that's hard to say. It could be both. But basically, it's something outside of yourself controlling your body. Now, your spirit just goes along for the ride because it doesn't know about judgment. And it's only in your body because it was put there by source energy so that your spirit could connect with the energy of other people who are probably in their body also, hopefully that they are, and you can use creativity. So your spirit's just here to express itself through the creativity of whatever's on the planet here. And that way you're being creative. Remember, source energy creates, and that's what you're doing is being creative with the energies. As far as learning lessons, situations, or anything else, it knows nothing about that. Because remember, your spirit's a non-judgment, so it's not going to tell you what to do. It's just going to go along for the ride. And that's why when people meditate and go out of their bodies, your spirit goes along for that ride, too, because you're commanding your spirit to do so, basically, making it very simplistic, because you are doing that. And this is what you want your spirit to do, is to go into a meditative state, which is numbing it out, and then it leaves you because it has no reason to be with you, because you're connected to mind energy, doing your mantras and whatever else you're doing, trying to bring forth something into your life in mind energy, doing your decrees, and that's all mind energy stuff. So you're dealing more and more in darkness, the more decrees, the more affirmations that you're doing about yourself, because that's the mind energy that you're thinking about it. Source energy has no thoughts. So as you sit back and do nothing, and that's what your spirit is here to do, is to do nothing, not to think of how life is here. It may sound a little weird, but when you connect to your spirit, then all of a sudden you have all the inspiration, energy that you know nothing about, of source energy working through your spirit, through your body. Otherwise, you're in the mind control. So that's the most unfortunate thing. And you talk to people and they go, oh, no, you can't have your body sit in a certain way. You know, well, you can cross your legs, makes no difference. You know, you can do whatever you want when you're, doing like the mind to heart drop. There's no special posturing you have to do because source energy doesn't care what you do. You're just bringing in more of your spirit energy to you. And the more that you can bring in, the better off you are. And the more that you bring in is actually according to how much densities you have released out of yourself. If you haven't released any densities, probably by all means, you're never going to be able to bring in more spirit energy because you need to get rid of the blockage of negativity that mind programs out of you. If you don't get rid of the mind programs that's contaminating you, that resurfaces in this lifetime, which kicked out your spirit's not going to come back. It doesn't know about darkness. It won't come into darkness. Only comes into a space of light where there's no judgment there. So that's kind of the way it works. So if you're dealing with a lot of energies, and thinking that you can think your way out of a situation or read the next book, which is putting you into more mind control programs, then you're worse off than where you were when you started. Because your spirit, you're probably kicking your spirit out each time you read more pages in a book, because you're being programmed by that book to keywords, etc., to do something. And that's why a lot of the books that people have will not work. They'll work a little bit because the aliens want you to think that you're having, you know, success with, you know, the certain book, whatever it is. And then all of a sudden, you know, after you read the whole thing and you're doing the practices in it, all of a sudden you go, wow, this is, you know, it kind of moved me along a little bit, but where's the next book? Well, Source Energy has no book. I guess if I wrote a book, it'd just strictly be, you know, one page, you know, go within. That's all that you need. Very simple. That's the teachings of Jesus. Very, very simple. Instead, you know, the line energy caught everybody. And, you know, you're controlled by the planets and the stars. So you're not really being any stronger when you do your meditations or becoming more spiritual and doing more affirmations. You're actually probably becoming weaker because you're kicking more of your spirit out of your body each time you connect to some type of modality because it's strictly in mind energy. Remember, curiosity killed the cat. So back to you, Kathy.
Seems like through our lives, we do acquire many, many layers of densities and blockages through our judgments that need to be cleared before we can move forward. So we're getting close to half past the hour, and soon it will be time for Ron to offer some healing. For those who just joined us, we're discussing the path to self-empowerment through source energy. Ron and the Creation Lightship provide clearings online to help those who currently have difficulty moving forward in their life regarding areas such as relationships, creating a new job, abundance, finances, expressing creativity, as you discussed, and so on. So, Ron, I'm feeling tired of being stronger. I wonder if it makes any difference in the ascension process. Can you do some healings now for some of our emotions? Go ahead, Ron.
Yes, you need to think of something for me to do a clearing on because the light doesn't know what's wrong with you, doesn't judge you, and so you need to come up with a situation. When you do a whole lifetime clearing, it's a lot different. But during these sample clearings that I do, you need to think of something that's bothering you. So I'll do an emotional clearing first, and it could be anything, something that bothered you. Could be a situation that you've encountered for a long, long time, and maybe it's cyclic. Maybe it happens once a year on a certain date. Maybe you had an accident in a car, and every time once a year that time comes along, the date and the time, all of a sudden you kind of feel awful. You know, that happens. The aliens program you that way, too. So it's kind of whatever you want to have released. So just think of a situation that's bothering you. And one of those buttons that you have, and release that one particular situation out of maybe, you know, a million of them that you may have. So here we go. But each time you get one released, you feel a little better. So here we go. Think of it now. One, two, three, four, and five. That one's released. I'll do one more. And think of another emotional situation. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Now we'll just change it over to something else. We'll do a clearing for frustration. So here we go. Think of when you got frustrated. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, wow, that's getting heavy. Say that again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And we'll work on another one here. See how your body's doing. You should feel kind of relaxed. We'll do one for disappointment. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do to resentment. One, think of when you had resentment. Two, three, four, and five, and that could even be when you're younger. Maybe you resented somebody who had a new pair of shoes, and your parents maybe couldn't afford shoes, and you resented that person for having that. Or maybe, you know, your parents told you no, you know, to like an ice cream cone or something, and somebody else had one, and you kind of felt, you know, upset. And that could also be anger. So let's do an anger clearing. Here we go. Think of when you're angry at someone or something. One, two, three, four, and five. That's heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll do one now for anxiety. Think of when you're anxious, releasing that energy that you're thinking about. One, two, three, four, and five. And think of a time that you became maybe a process where you were kind of, discouraged about something. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Maybe you paid $5 for the lottery and you thought you were going to win it, and all of a sudden nothing happened, you know. You kind of maybe even felt betrayed. Maybe you were channeling some Yandel something or other, and they said to play these numbers, and maybe you spent a lot of money, and they said you would win it if you got these numbers, and you felt betrayed. So here we go. Type of betrayal. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one for people who think they're trying to obtain maybe spiritual wisdom. And you're always searching, always searching. And you got all those books of keywords courting you. Going to your little den library that you have, and you walk in there, and you got all this mind control energy from the aliens connecting to you. And you walk out of the room kind of dizzy or having troubles with your body. You don't know what's happening, but that room is actually full of negativity. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So a lot of people, when I connect with them and talk with them, they say that they actually feel paralyzed, they feel stuck, they kind of tried everything, and they don't know what's wrong with them, and somebody else is having better luck than they are. And they're dealing with a lot of hardship in their lives, and maybe it just happened recently, and they just don't know what to do to get out of that situation. And, yeah, basically this planet is a hard planet to live on. Once you came in, it was supposed to be a planet of light. The darkness kind of overtook it, and now you're stuck here wondering why nothing works, you know. And that's because when you have mind energy, nothing works. It's source energy from mind energy. So that's kind of the problem that people have here, and they don't know how to get out of it. That's why we have clearings to help you out. So you're dealing with source energy versus the mind control patterns of the darkness. And, you know, the whole thing is, unfortunately, I deal with the same things that you do. I'm more in the moment all the time. But, you know, this place to me is a prison planet. And it's very, very sad to see people that, everybody that I see is here. A lot of clones now are walking around. They don't have a clue of what's happening. But, you know, basically this is where this planet is. And until ascension time comes, you know, it won't change. Or maybe the, you know, the energies of the soldiers will help it out who are fighting, keeping the aliens out of here on the timelines. Just look at all the newer movies about timeline traveling and, you know, things coming in, shapeshifters and things, and that's what they're doing. You know, they're trying to make this planet even worse. And if you look at all the pollution and stuff, you can understand what's going on very easily. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. So for me, it's like, geez, you know, I don't know what else to say. You know, I know sort of what the problems are. It's just people are connecting to energies that are causing their problems. They don't realize that, but their problems are because they're connecting to something outside of themselves. So you have to get back to the basic teachings of Jesus. And then you may start to realize what I'm talking about and how all these energies are. Until you actually start to do that and realize what I'm talking about, because I'm bucking probably every metaphysical teacher out there, because they're all going to be telling you to read the next book that they printed, to do this next healing modality, you know, to do whatever they're doing, and just tying you more into mind energy. And unfortunately, you're being kind of sucked down the rabbit hole further. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. Maybe we can do a timeline crash or something. Do you have any idea what's a timeline crash?
Yeah, listening to you, I think that the best thing to timeline crash would be the feeling of being stuck, frustrated, or paralyzed, not able to move.
Okay, so I'll describe the timeline crashes for people who really don't know what they are. I first started doing timeline crashes, I know, in October, maybe going on maybe 3 years or something. 2.5 years ago, I did it back in New York. I was doing it before that, but the main ones that I was doing was back then, and the clouds would actually change instantly within an hour, if not within 5 minutes. They're like ice cubes. It's like you're kind of like flying over, you know, Alaska, and you're looking at the waters, you know, with the different types of ice floating on it. So you do a timeline crash, you're actually crashing timelines that you are on, or a timeline that you are on. Normally you pick an emotional situation because they have you on it with maybe millions of other people, and they're controlling everybody. So, you know, they have people on that timeline. Just say it could be a timeline, maybe a fear. And so you're on it, and there may be somebody who's really traumatized with fear and somebody who's less, but you're on it. And so that's how they're getting energy. We'll do one here, a timeline crash for feeling stuck. And I think most people out there, once they kind of realize where they are after they buy all their stuff once a week and, you know, they have themselves satisfied by buying something, then they still feel stuck, because they're trying to pull energy off of what they're getting stuck with. And, you know, it may help them out for a little bit, but then that energy, you know, absorbs it all, and now they're still feeling stuck over again. Let's see about having books. So same process. So we're going to do a timeline crash. And timeline crash can take typically 5 minutes to about an hour to do. Everybody is freed up, taken off of that timeline. And the light goes after the alien races that are mind-controlling you on that timeline. And depends where you are on the timeline. Are you close to the planet, you will say, on the timeline, living on it, or are you in the beyond oak, but a ways away? That's why it can take some time. But when you feel it crash, if you really sense it, you're going to feel that relief as you're coming back here, not being replicated or living there along with living here at the same time. Here we go, timeline crash or feeling stuck. I'll count to 10 to do one timeline. And typically, if you feel stuck, and this helps you a little bit, you probably want to do at least 100 timeline crashes. Here we go. So timeline crash or feeling stuck, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you don't feel stuck, you're doing it anyway. You're going to be taking off that timeline for the listening. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's the second timeline. Third timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fourth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Fifth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Seven, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So that's 10 timeline crashes or feeling stuck. And you should start to feel your body changing. And you should feel a little better. You might look at yourself in the mirror, may have brighter eyes. And it could take up to an hour to work. And you may want to check the skies around you. You might start seeing the sky, at least in the daytime, that used to be clouds turn into ice cubes as the timelines are being crashed. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that timeline crash on feeling stuck and paralyzed. And I will look outside and look for the clouds that are broken up like ice cubes. And by the way, you have quite a collection of cloud photos on your host page. If people haven't seen it recently, Ron's posted some photos just a few days ago. So, Ron, I'd like to discuss your important self-empowerment healing that's online that you offer. You've included this healing in several of your bundle packages, like the one we did 2 weeks ago for the Prosperity Jumpstart, because, like you said, there's so many layers of energies and densities and judgment that we've collected and have had imposed on us, that it's hard for any progress to be made unless all that is cleared away, moved out, and just gone. So this self-empowerment healing helps to temporarily get us out of those densities. And I'd like to mention some of the, just to give an idea of the listeners, how many things are on this one healing that you can clear away. It's just amazing. In addition to the stuck, paralyzed condition that you just timeline crashed on, you've got listed here feeling unworthy, being victimized, depressed, abused. I won't read them all. There's like over 30 or 40, but some that you wouldn't think of that are really in the way that could really be affecting you, like betrayal, overworked, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection, fear of failure, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, not focused, and another big one, self-doubt, self-sabotage. Here's one you never hear about, people being too naive, egotistical, fear of success, desperate, not in harmony with spirit, on and on and on. And then another part of the clearing gives people a chance to clear what's causing the situation. And there you have listed some really great things, such as my negative thoughts, people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind control, spells, curses, hexes, websites, organizations. So these kinds of situations can come from a lot of different places and just add to the layers and layers and layers of densities that we are suffering under. And that's why this clearing is so important to do after the emotional clearing. It works in conjunction with the whole life clearings. And, Ron, you always recommend the emotional clearing be done first so you can see where you're at. Get all that cleared off first. Get it unlimited so you can keep it ongoing, keep taking out the trash, so to speak, keep clearing out the junk, and then move on to the self-empowerment clearing, which is right there on the left side of your website. It's prominently featured in bright green. It's called Self-Empowerment Now on creationlightshift.com. So it's a one mighty online clearing, and it's a reasonably priced, and you get to use it for 6 weeks. Gives you plenty of time to test it all out, and there's a lot there to clear. So very effective, and appreciate the timeline crashes. So, Ron, maybe we could do a few more timeline crashes. Since I had mentioned fear, maybe we could, or you could clear for us the fear of what's next, what happens when we're cleared off and we have nothing to react against. Like you always say, the door's open.
Yeah, what happens when you do a clearing, remember, you're used to being totally dependent on your clearing, okay? And so you're inside of this box, and the box is controlling you with all these programs. All of a sudden, kind of like the door being open. But you're still in the box, and all of a sudden one of the walls disappear. And you look out of this here, and when you do a clearing, the whole box is basically gone in a sense, but you may still want to be in your box. So you have to reinvent yourself. And some people, I don't think very many at all, but there could be people, I'll say, you know, a couple of them maybe, that somehow when they get out of the box, they don't know what to do. Because they're so used to being in a mind control program. So now it's time to reinvent yourself. And you can reinvent yourself the way you were before. Remember, the light doesn't judge what you do, so you can do whatever you want. But most people want to get out of Dodge so that you can reinvent yourself so that you can have maybe a better life. And that's why we have a billboard thing on the website, too, so you're able to use the darkness of mind control energies. It's just strictly a program, and reprogram that energy with light so that you can now change the way you want to be. We'll do a timeline crash here, and we'll do one maybe for fear. Remember, when you get rid of the fear, then what do? Maybe you're used to having fear motivate your whole life. Maybe you wake up every day wondering what's going to happen to you. And sure enough, with the darkness energies, the law of cause and effect, you know, the secret is what people talk about. That's one of the things that was out for quite a while, you know, the secret. The secret is that you're controlled by aliens, but they don't tell you that. But the secret is just a way to use the energy and to use the law of cause and effect, which is what you live in here, the mental mind energy of cause and effect, and your thoughts do control your reality, and your thoughts can kill you and kill other people. You know, that's factual. So when you get the fear release, what do you want to do next? Okay? You know, you may have to reinvent your life because the fear that you're dealing with motivated you, and now you have to realize that, yeah, now you can be self-empowered and not use the fear any longer. So you're getting rid of the negative energy. So here we go. Think of a fear that you'd like to have released, and I'll do a timeline crash for fear. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's just, you know, three timeline crashes. So if that took away the fear that you've been dealing with, now what do you want to replace it with? It's up to you to replace it, whether you want to replace it or not, you know. And some people don't want to put anything in, you know, to replace anything. They just want to be more peaceful. So, and that's up to you. And then some people say, gee, I can't live without having fear. So then they want to bring in more fear to validate that they're living. So people are strange. You know, the Doors have that in one of their songs. And kind of up to you. But most people, I think, would like to get out of the maze here of feeling stuck, feeling disempowered, and everything else. So you want to unstick yourself to move forward in your life and get rid of the darkness energies from the alien matrix energies that are here. So what can also happen is that you can be corded to a grid line, a ley line on the planet here, and you may have many opportunities, maybe three blocks away from where you're working, we'll say, but somehow you just can't drive that far. Start to move out and you feel tired, or you think that's the bad part of town or something, or you just really don't want to move to a different city because where you're living now it feels great. Well, that's another program that's keeping you in place, holding you in a holding pattern, and maybe your abundance, your prosperity, whatever that means to you, moving out of your stuck situation is maybe, you know, 20 miles away, but you just don't want to go there because you have a mental block on it, and that's the darkness keeping you trapped. And they control the grid lines, the ley lines, we'll call it, both the same, to keep you held in space, in place on this planet. So we have a clearing for that, too, if you do feel really, really stuck. So back to you, Kathy.
So that was the earth courting grid line clearing you just discussed. Ron, what happens when somebody is always trying to control us or giving us, just trying to be our boss all the time? What can we do to get people to stop trying to run our lives?
Well, they're running your life because you're allowing them to do that, number one. That may not be completely true, but that's maybe where you are. Some people may just kind of go along for the ride, and they're just understanding that this person could be controlling them, but they're just really in control by allowing them to control them. So a lot of people in your life would probably be soul family members, your bosses, et cetera, your family, and they could be controlling you. So you may want to do a clearing to have your soul family disconnection. What I have online is like a Band-Aid just to get rid of situations that you're dealing with so you can move forward. Remember, the spirit's energies, the ones that look out of the eyes of a person, those spirits can body hop between soul family members. And that's where you get your spiritual contracts and agreements, and you do things that you normally would not do, and you create harm for yourself. So you want to get rid of those energetic contracts, soul agreements, whatever that would be, your lessons. And all your lessons are strictly of darkness. And remember, in true light, there's no such thing. You never evolve in true light. No such thing as that. You're not trying to, you know, enhance your spirit so your spirit knows more or anything like that. There's no such thing as that. Because the spirit energy, source energy we're talking about, not the light of the darkness source energy, but this true source energy of light, is non-judgmental. So there's nothing for you to know or understand. You just create and do what you want to do. And that's just the way it works in true light. And that's where I come from with my perspective. And the aliens thrive on everything here that is, trying to control you. And as one alien race does something to you, then all of a sudden they can hand it over to another alien race, or you may be a focal point. So then you're on the emotional roller coaster ride, and this is an emotional planet. They created this situation here of law of cause and effect, and it sucks people in. And once you're here, like in the song by the Eagles, Hotel California, you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. So it's pretty sad being here. You know, I would never come back here ever again. So that's my perspective on it here. A lot of you would probably agree to that. But, I came back to help people to try to get out of here, to save as many people as possible before they get completely cloned out and the darkness takes them off onto timeline. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, that soul family disconnection clearing you mentioned, I just want to read quickly to the listeners who may not be familiar with it, because I've heard it is just so beneficial that it clears the soul family contract currently affecting you, any kind of soul family connection issues, as you said, and the elements of it are in six steps, so thorough. The first step is a soul family clearing. Current soul family lifetime clearing, past lifetime clearing, future lifetime contracts clearing, and the psychic billboard program disconnection. And then it ends with a light infusion. So that's pretty fantastic. So regarding all these clearings you have for helping us to become more self-empowered through source energy, I've heard testimony on your radio archives from other listeners who, after their ongoing use of the divine online self-empowerment clearings, they were able to face and overcome their hurdles and obstacles. They realized that past blockages and issues and other people's triggers just don't affect them as much anymore. And I would like to add that these online clearings are perfect for anyone who feels stuck and frustrated because they have not been able to use their acquired wisdom to get themselves through whatever is blocking them. And as Ron said, it's many, many layers. So, Ron, maybe we could end the program with some peace energy. Would you kindly lead us in the mind-to-heart drop, please?
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And this you should be doing daily, you know, a couple times a day, maybe 10 times a day to feel more self-empowered, because then you're in peace. So here we go. I count from 10 to 1 backwards, but you must command your spirit out loud to do this for you. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. And then you're in mind energy, and then you're just giving the aliens more energy from you. So you have to command your spirit to do this. So here we go, dropping down into your heart, just taking your mind chatter and getting rid of it so you can be peaceful. So here we go, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, our show is about over, but I'll turn it over to Kathy here for closing. So thank you, everybody, and hope to see you next week. And send questions.
And we thank you, too, Ron, for the divine heart-based healing. Please check the chat room for the...
Okay, everybody, so we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple, only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud, very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody, now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.